we can ask ourselves, ask more of ourselves than what we're allowed to be. And reaching out to each other and just voicing that, that we are not here to be workers, is a good place to start. Sisters and brothers, I have to tell you, my experience of my life since writing Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, feels quite surreal. Understatement. I can't tell you how often I've thought, I cannot be the only one saying these obvious things. Why do I never hear them on KPFA? After all, these words I quoted, the Mayans just stared at him. They said they weren't workers, but people. And besides, land wasn't property, but the heart of their communities. Did not fall on my ears alone. I wrote in the section of the chapter, The Two Winds, titled Alchemy, The World We Are Given Isn't Real, that, quote, the Zapatista movement casts a transfigurative light across the progressive spectrum in our present moment, illuminating the question of social transformation, translating problems previously thought intractable. Its clandestine spokesperson, Subcomandante Marcos, came to the indigenous peoples of Chiapas, Mexico, initially to organize them as workers, a la Marx's injunction, workers of the world, unite. You have nothing to lose but your chains. The Mayans just stared at him, I'm quoting from Naomi Klein's No Logo. They said they weren't workers, but people. And besides, land wasn't property, but the heart of their communities. Having failed as a Marxist missionary, Marcos immersed himself in Mayan culture. The more he learned, the less he knew. We are people, not workers. Our bodies continue to know this, which is why our world, so advanced, so modern, feels so unreal, so much like a dream. Naively, because Naomi Klein had shared those powerful words of the Mayans with us, I assumed she was in agreement, and being in agreement, would shortly begin advocating for our becoming people again, or at least host discussions on how we become people again, or raise the question, what justifies our not being allowed to be people again, or at least call the question of whether we deserve to be people again. Proudhon would have done. And then the harassment started. And the placing of false folk first across my path and eventually all around me. I'm talking about where I live. Along with the clandestine bombardment. And for that matter, where I sleep. Along with the clandestine bombardment with microwave radiation. And admittedly, it took years and Lauren Murray's work to sort it out. Her article, I hope the link still works, but I posted the URL with the text for this show, The Historical Roots of the New World Order. And I mentioned that because, a couple times because I've been going more to the library when I Google my website, and initially I get this page that says this website is not available, and then it's immediately replaced with my website, and I wonder with my website, and so I wonder that about mine, if it's being made unavailable. So her article is titled Lauren Murray's "The Historical Roots of the New World Order and Its Permanent War Economy." And we've discussed this in several shows, November 17, 2013, and most recently on March 13th. In that article, she says that HAARP is a space-based weapon of mass destruction and must be banned. And that was from 2009, she posted that. So then I said to myself, which is also the year I posted Waking Up issued as a series of HTML pages, as well as a physical book, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. So then I said to myself, why has no one said that if you advance the cause of our authentic freedom, you will be targeted with EMF weapons? Why has no one mentioned the extraordinary extent of infiltration of anything that, and around anyone who even hints at questioning the coerced work system? Why is no one talking about these very significant barriers to free speech, and therefore to our discussion and planning of a viable alternative to the world system? There is a complete blackout of the message that we are not workers, along with the message that we must reclaim our world by organizing together globally across the interstate system. A blackout extending most deaf to the biblical text, quote from St. Matthew, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Now, those are powerful words. Powerful words. But censored. We are told approvingly that we are the salt of the earth. We are not told we are the light of the world, that we are stars, each one shining to show the way out of the lies we are trapped in. It is past time for us to both see each other's light shining authentically and to join our light with our others, our sisters and brothers. Because the question is profound. If the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? What's the answer? Whose responsibility is it? When will we answer mine?